Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And good morning, precious disciples. And wishing you all a happy new year. And thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know exactly what you've got in store for us, Lord, because you have taken hold of us and our life is found in you and in the days that you've ordained for us. So your will be done every day. This year and the rest of our lives, Lord, your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Romans 1, verse 7 and 8. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world.
Hallelujah. We've seen just prior to this, Paul was taken hold of to share the hidden truth, the wonderful truth that one died for all. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their sins against them. And then for us who are called through the beautiful gospel, we there to proclaim this and encourage each one to be reconciled to God. Be reconciled, enter into the new covenant, receive a new heart, receive a new spirit, and then be constrained by the love. We can see all this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. The love of God must constrain us because one died for all, and therefore we don't live for ourselves any longer. So we put aside our selfishness and our own interests and what we want, and we want God's will for our lives, no more, no less. And that is that we are new creations. Our old has passed away, so that when Jesus died, we died to sin, selfishness, everything, all the repercussions of sin, so that we can be restored into seeing the new, beholding the new, pressing on into the new. And so here Paul just makes it so clear. It's also for the Romans, Jews and Gentiles. Gentiles is everyone, including the Romans, has been reconciled. And God wants to bring his goodness to each and every one, and in bringing his goodness to them, they can have peace with God, peace with themselves, and peace with each other. And then the beautiful thing here that we see here is that there in Rome, there's some of them that has woken up to this gospel, because he says their faith is proclaimed in all the world. So their faith portrays that they have turned from the carnality, from the devil's lies and deception, and they've turned to the living God, and they're bearing fruits worthy of repentance. So it's wonderful. Yeah, we've got so much to think of as we go into the new year. We want the grace of God so that we can have the peace of God, and we want everyone to take hold of it. So as we stay in having peace with God, we have peace with each other. When we have peace with God, we have peace with ourselves, and then we can have peace with others, so we can be the fragrance, the light in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So have a blessed 2025, guys. God loves you. God is for you. There's nothing lacking. All the answers are there to be taken hold of. Run to the light and to the goodness of God. That's what it's all about. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.